The question was asked, why is it that we're permitted to engage a woman with the mere value of a pruta, which is somewhere around 25 cents? Why is it that we're allowed to engage that way? So the Torah tells us that when a man wants to engage a woman, ki kach ish isha, so one of the ways in which it can be done, which is the way we do it nowadays, is with something that has a minimal monetary value. Obviously, we engage with a ring that's worth more than that, but there's a minimum value. When we do the engagement in Hebrew is called kiddushin, which is very different than the word engagement. In Torah, there are two stages to marriage. Stage one is kiddushin. In that, a person is making a contract with the woman that he will marry her, that he will do nisuin. Once that agreement is made, she's biblically prohibited to be intimate with anyone else, to the point of Yeharag Val Yavar. Just as we say a married woman, a man should rather die than be intimate with a married woman, from the minute of Kiddushin, what we might translate loosely as engagement, she is biblically prohibited to the point of Yareg Val Yavor. So, step one is Kiddushin. Again, Kiddushin is the designation. He tells her, behold, you are betrothed to me with this ring in accordance with the customs of Moshe and Israel, and gives her the ring. And with that, they have agreed that they will do Nisuin, they will do the next step. That Kiddushin is designating her to him. Now, he's not acquiring her. He doesn't own her. If he were acquiring her, he'd have to pay many millions of dollars. The fact that you're giving her a ring is not an acquisition. It's an act of legal binding. It's an act in which we're saying, I am hereby taking the responsibility, I'm sanctifying you, so to speak, that from now on you will be my wife. And that's Kiddushin. Hare at mikudeshet li, you are hereby sanctified from the whole world, separate to be my wife. Kedat Moshe Yisrael, in accordance with the tradition of Moshe and Israel. We say we're doing it, betabatzu, with this ring. But it's not that the ring represents the value. The ring represents the item with which we're making the deal. If you make a handshake and you close on a deal, that's binding. But is the handshake worth anything? You're not buying with the handshake. You're closing the deal with the handshake. That act in certain fields, signs, that act is a sign of an agreement. I'm sorry, that might be our pizza.